SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Thursday, on a football Thursday. What's the good?
The good of the day is that these NFL running backs who are holding out, you know, Zeke Elliott, Melvin Gordon.
Right.
They shouldn't worry.
Okay.
There's no reason for them to worry because they have someone fighting their fight for them.
Ooh, who is this? You may say.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, what has O.J. got to say? Oh, O.J. on Twitter?
O.J. on Twitter.
Boy, oh boy.
Here you go.
In football, we have two of the best running backs holding out. Ezekiel Elliott down in Dallas and Melvin Gordon with the Los Angeles Chargers. As far as Ezekiel is concerned, hey, look, this guy's outperformed his rookie contract. And Jerry Jones, let's face it, with him, you're a playoff Super Bowl caliber team. Without him, you may not even make the playoffs. Now, I kind of understand the situation with Gordon because he misses games. Plus, they have this guy Eckler and this guy Jackson, some pretty good backups. But Mr. Spanos, when this guy's on the field playing, he's one of the best in the game. I think you could probably do an incentive-based contract or something. I just know this. This is not the kind of guy you could have miss summer training camp, because then I guarantee you he will get hurt. Hey, look, this is what running backs are looking forward to in their future. We have the shortest careers, position careers in the NFL, and we may be limping the rest of our lives. So pay these guys.
Oh, Jay.
Pay them. Pay them now.
Is Juice angling for a show? Is he angling to be
a... I think I everything Juice does, there's a motive.
Yeah, is Juice like, everything I think I could be an analyst in one of them studio shows. They get paid good money. I think I should do that. My first thought was, Juice, how much football did you watch when you were in prison? Are you up to speed on any of this? Do you have any idea who these guys are? Like, I know you've been out for a while, but you've spent 9 years in prison. Did you get to watch any?
I know.
Did you read the magazines that came in? Oh, goodness. Probably zero.
I would imagine zero would be the around the right number. I know. You know what? He probably caught a game or two. I would have to
assume. He probably gave him some entertainment.
On a Sunday in cell block, whatever. on the one TV, you know, that small little tiny TV that they always have up in the high
right,
corner.
In the high corner, right?
They probably had an NFL line. I can't believe that it was Martha Stewart all the time.
Yeah, somebody yelling, put on Hee Haw!
Exactly.
Well, they don't have Hee Haw anymore. Oh, okay. Well, watch whatever you want then. He's I saw him on Twitter. He was commenting on the debate last night, the Democratic debate last night.
Yes.
And he pans to this gigantic television. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He gets that pension and the Goldmans can't touch it.
He still gets money.
He still gets money. That's right. He's not living poor. That's right. Totally kind of forgot about that. All right.
But you got to love Juice. You got to love Juice. Yeah. I don't care what it is. You got to love Juice.
In the way we love a guy who got away with a double murder, you got to love Juice.
Hey, that's really what it comes down to.
I know, right?
I can't we sit here and we talk about the Juice and not the fact that he didn't get the death penalty or is rotting away in some prison. He is out, you know, being able to be on Twitter and commenting on running backs and the Democratic debate last night.
I got a question. Do you think O.J. Simpson, if we contacted him, when he come on to talk football, would he be scared that we would ambush him about the murder so he's not doing those kind of things?
You know what? I think, honestly, I think he's probably done, had so many people who tried to do that.
Right.
And he has developed a character in a way that is so charismatic that he can just deflect anything.
Yeah, that's probably true. He did do plenty of interviews after before he went to jail.
Yep.
He was on like morning shows and stuff like that. So maybe he would still do. I remember once when I was in Colorado, there was a politician that there was some controversy around the politician, and we wanted to get him on because he was a big CSU fan, and they were playing Colorado, and we thought it would be really cool if he was on with another politician that was from CU, and we kind of did this thing where they would go back and forth, and they were like, you can't ask about this, and we were like, we have no interest in that. That's not our thing. We don't care about money ciphering to other whatever it is you guys did wrong.
Right.
We don't care. We want this is a sports show. We want a sports oriented. We will not hijack it for politics. But they were so nervous that we would, but we didn't, and it ended up being a pretty good bit. But I wonder if OJ, like, if you said, OJ, you want to give us your thoughts on week one of the NFL season? And you'd be like, yeah, but no talking about Rod and Nicole, and you're like, yeah, no,
but could you slide it in there saying like, do you think do you think the Patriots are a cut above the rest?
Right. You think the Steelers will murder the Browns this weekend? Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, wackety schmackety do. Yeah, totally. All right, what is the bad for the day?
The bad is that little thing you just did. What was that? Lord.
A little comedic jingle.
Holy cow, that's we're cutting that one up. the real bad of the day, if we can get past
that. I don't think we can get back.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just move that to dumb too. I don't know. That was good, bad, and dumb all rolled into one. No, the bad of the day is that America's favorite O-line coach, Bob Wiley.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He's picked the Browns to finish third in the AFC North.
Why would he do something dumb like that?
Pick
him to finish first.
It's dumb, but it is bad, too. He has no faith in his team?
Come on, man.
And he would have been
first.
That would have been dumb, but somebody else took the cake on that one. We'll get to that in a second. But
all right.
I don't get why Bob Wiley is down on his team. You got the hottest team in the NFL, the one that everyone is most ready to watch, most excited to watch.
I'll watch him every week if I can.
Your neighbor is proud to be a Browns fan for once in his life.
He's still got that flag flying.
Oh, he's going to fly it all the way through February, I believe.
Never take it down.
I don't know about this finishing third business.
Yeah, I don't know. That's come on, man. You got to support. You got to say we're going to finish first, even if you don't really believe it. Just say you're going to. But remember, he was the guy that said, no stretching. We won what? We won two world wars without stretching.
Exactly. That's why you love him.
That's why we love him. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb, I mean, Wiley said something dumb, but oh my God, this one takes the cake.
All right.
How would you assess the backup quarterback competition?
I like these guys. This Nate Peterman, it's not to cut you off. This Nate Peterman is growing on me. He's athletic. I know he's had some nightmare performances in the NFL, but when you watch the film, you can see why. It's not all his fault. But he's got some talent. He's got some athleticism. He has some experience. Here's an opening day starter for the Buffalo Bills last year. I take that very serious. And he's smart. He's done a good job. He's been consistent. And I think he's starting to get his confidence back. And we all need that.
No, he didn't. Please tell me at the end of that clip, he's like, just kidding. That kid sucks.
No, at the end of that clip, he did your thing. Yakety yak or whatever.
Yakety schmackety do. Yeah. No, come on, man. Really? Stop with this. He can't play in the NFL, and you know it. Come on, Gruden quarterback camp.
That's his guy. Yeah, let him like his guy.
Can I tell you something? If Nathan Peterman can play in the NFL, everybody can play in the NFL. Are you kidding me? I'm suiting up tomorrow. You're going to try to convince us that all of Peterman's horrible games were not his fault. All of the times he lost, threw picks all the time, couldn't lead the team to any scoring drives, had nothing to do with his talent. He couldn't rise above the ineptitude of his own football team. That's what we're doing? Come on, John. You know better than this.
Apparently not.
Come on. You know what this is? This is spin. They landed Peterman, and now he wants to tell everybody how awesome this kid really is because he doesn't want to admit that they've got a dud on their hand. They're going to end up having to cut, and everyone's going to laugh because they shouldn't have had him in the first place.
I don't think this was part of the show. I think this was, I'm pretty certain this was an interview, like a training camp interview. But is this maybe he's teasing Hard Knocks?
That might be it. That's a good point.
He's playing
that's,
up to the camera.
You know what? You know what? You might have landed the nail on the head on that one. You might be right. He might have just been saying, hey, you know what will be fun if I played up Nate Peterman for what we're going to do around here to entertain the folks on HBO.
You know, maybe Nate Peterman has a big role in Hard Knocks that we don't know. Not so much a starring role, but, you know, pretty close. You know, he's up for best supporting actor.
Do you remember when we said last year that Nate Peterman was like, he could say, well, at least I got to the NFL, but now it's time to go do something else.
Yeah.
And now Gruden is pumping that dream back into his veins.
It's, you know, false hope.
Like when he was like, honey, I don't think I can do this anymore. Everybody's saying I stink and I don't really have anything to prove them wrong. Every time I go out there, I fail.
And then comes Gruden.
And then here comes Gruden. Nah, you know what? It ain't your fault. You were a starting quarterback. There's a lot of starting quarterbacks in this league that we later said, nah, I can't play.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you know, he said it perfectly. He's like, yeah, he was a starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills last year. Yes, the Bills.
It's the Bills. He goes, I take that seriously. Really? You do? You sure? So you mean to tell me anybody who ever started for any team ever, you take serious too?
You know,
hey, Zach Mettenberger, where are you these days? Why don't you go to Oakland? You can find a job. Because if you started a game in the National Football League, John Gruden's got to take you seriously.
How many quarterbacks are upset right now?
God.
Their agent said, hey, you want to play for the Raiders? And they're like, no, not really. I don't really want to go. It's a toxic situation in Oakland /Vegas. We don't really know what's going on with them. But now they know, like Zach Mettenberg knows it. It's like, oh, I should have taken that gig because I could be the starter for the Raiders.
Oh, goodness. There's somebody in every industry, and I don't care what industry you're in. I don't care what company you work for. I think there's always that one person where everybody in the office and the water cooler goes, how is that guy still here? Is he related to somebody, or does he have, like, pictures of somebody?
That's Peterman.
Like, you know what I mean? That's Peterman.
Hey, he got there. He immediately found some dirt on Gruden, and Gruden's like, oh, no, man, this is my guy.
Peterman's like,
can't wait to trade him.
Everyone's like, well, you know, Peter's his mother-in-law is like Roger Goodell's right-hand person, or something like that, right? Well, Peterman's dad, he actually writes all the checks for the National Football League.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
You know, he's got a, if they need money, they go to Peterman. His dad just writes all the checks. There's no way this is a reality. Come on. There's no way. There are, in all seriousness now, there are legit guys who can play in this league that cannot find work, that cannot find an opening. They got to wait for injuries in order to start selling their talent. They're not great quarterbacks, but they can play. They know how to read defenses. They can play. They might be a great stopgap measure if your starter goes down for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you need some guy to step in. And Peterman, those guys are sitting at home on couches, and Peterman's getting all this praise from John Gruden. That's insane. That is insane.
Yeah, so that's the good, the bad, and the insane today.
Yep, that's the good, the bad, and the crazy. All right, it's a Throwback Thursday. It's SB Nation AM.